Saturday, July 17th, 2021. Not a barbell in sight, but there are dumbbells, so I'm sure you'll be happy. Here's what we have. It's a 21:15:9 reps for time, or not, of shuttle runs, dumbbell push press, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, ring dips, and toes to bar. So how that works, since the first thing is a 200-meter shuttle run, which is 50 out, 50 back, 50 out, 50 back, is 3, 2, 1, go, do the shuttle run, then it's 21 dumbbell push press, 21 ring dips, 21 toes to bar, next round begins, 200-meter shuttle run, then 15 push press, 15 ring dips, 15 toes to bar, 200-meter shuttle run, then 9 of each, stop the clock. It's going to be an absolute blast. Now it says for time or not. If you want to do it for time, get after it. But once a week, we post a workout that you can do not for time, just to give your mind and your body a break, because high intensity does not mean maximal intensity every day, so you have to modulate your intensity also. You should be doing this. We've done several linchpin conversations on it if you want to go back and research those. But some people won't give themselves a break unless we specifically program it in, okay? And that's a shame. You should allow yourself, whenever you feel like you need it, to just have an easier day. Don't run the clock and just go through the movements at whatever pace you so desire. You're always authorized to do that. But once a week, we specifically go ahead and put it in. And today's one of those days. We've got other equipment conversions. In case you can't do the shuttle run for whatever reason, you could replace each 200 meters of running with 600 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne, 250 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, Concept 2 Ski Erg, 500 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg, and if you're using an air runner, reduce the distance by 25%. If you don't have dumbbells, no worries, use a 95 or a 65-pound barbell. We've got a video showing the push press. We should have a video showing strict ring dips, but you're, by all means, feel free to kip them, and then kipping toes to bar as well. For this workout, I don't expect anything to be done unbroken, especially even in the round of 21. After a 200-meter shuttle run that juices up your legs and your lungs, a set of 21 push press with those dumbbells is robust. Sure, some people will be able to get it, but it's certainly not required. So putting them down once or twice will most likely be the norm. And then a set of 21 ring dips is no joke. Most people can't do that unbroken, so coming off the rings a few times there will also be quite normal. And then same deal with the toes to bar. So this is just, there's no need to do anything unbroken. You shouldn't feel that pressure. Putting them down a couple times per round is going to be quite common. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes or less. More likely time, and around the 13-minute-ish neighborhood. Scaled option today. Still 21:59 reps for time or not. We've got the 200-meter shuttle run there. We still have the dumbbell push press, but now we've reduced the loading to a pair of 35s for men or 25s for women. We have ring dips, but if those are too challenging, you could also do bar dips or dips off of a box or a bench. You could do push-ups or knee push-ups. And then toes to bar or hanging knee raises, V-ups or sit-ups. So we've got a bunch of options there for you. And then I neglected to put in there, so I'm going to add it right now, or use a 75/55-pound barbell if you don't have dumbbells. Got a bunch of videos showing you the bar dip, dips off of a box or a bench, all styles of push-ups, hanging knee raises, ab mat sit-ups, so good to go. Limited equipment option. They've got everything they need since it's a dumbbell workout. They have rings, they have a pull-up bar, they can run. So the limited equipment crew is doing precisely the same workout as the workout of the day. The no equipment workout, 21:59 reps for time or not. We've got the 200-meter shuttle in there. Then we have handstand push-ups, hand release push-ups, and V-ups. There's a burner right there for you. And we've got a video showing the V-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, of course. Linchpin barbell complex number 6. So number 6 is for load, and you choose the reps as well. Excuse me, for load and reps. You choose the load, you get as many reps as you can. It's 30 seconds of hang power cleans, immediately into 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. That's one complete complex. So you're good. You did one full complex when you do that. So we're saying you'll do the complex 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each. And it certainly does not need to be unbroken. So if 18 seconds into your hang power cleans, you drop the barbell for 5 seconds, you pick it back up and do the last few, that's perfectly fine. Same deal with the shoulder overhead. So that's option one. Or, so there's 4 different options here. You're going to choose just one of them. Linchpin barbell complex number 6, or strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Got a video showing that. Or descent from handstand variations, playing around with that for 5 or 10 minutes at whatever part makes sense for you. There's a video there. Or the overhead carry, locking out a pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, barbell overhead, walking 100 feet with whatever loading you can sustain overhead, resting, do it a second time, resting, do it a third time. Of those 4, if you had the capacity to do all of them safely, then I would pick whichever one is most outside of your wheelhouse, because that variance will provide a lot of benefit for you. And then the second part of the optional accessory work, 15 minutes of fun. 15 minutes of moderate running, biking, or rowing. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing, which might work really well if you chose that other part of the accessory work, 15 minutes of doing that. Then wall stretch for the shoulder, cobra stretch for the abs, and the hamstring stretch. Each of those 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those are accompanied by a video. That closes out our week of training. Hope you enjoyed it, and take your rest day tomorrow. It's well deserved, and I will see you back here on Monday for more fun.